If you are taking IELTS general training, this is for you. Let me tell you one thing. The majority of my students who want to take general training IELTS want to migrate because, you know, they want another life. I'm not saying it's better or not, okay? I'm just saying that they want another life in an English-speaking country. And for your information, the most popular country nowadays is Canada. So if you are trying for Canada, probably we can go, you know, we can work together. Right, so because you want to migrate, I guess that's why you are listening to this podcast. You might be working also, right? So you are a worker and you probably have to write emails every day and you have to respond to emails every day, things like that. You might think that in IELTS, the IELTS letter is just nothing more than an email. Don't you think so? I agree, okay? If you think so, I truly agree with that. I think that an IELTS letter is nothing more than an email, but it just has to be a little bit more sophisticated in terms of grammar and vocabulary. However, sometimes you might, you know, meet someone and that person will say that, oh my God, doesn't matter how much I try. I don't seem to get the score that I want, even though I read in English, I work in English, I live where I have to speak English every day. But my IELTS writing, especially my letter, doesn't get any better. Do you face the same problem? If you do, this episode will help you. So stay with me. This episode's name is Mind Your Manners. In real life, we consider manners extremely important when we want to get things done, especially when we want it our way. So the question is, should we apply the same mindset in writing an IELTS letter? Absolutely, right? In fact, I do think that it is more impressive if it feels like we are reading a real letter, in English of course, rather than just a letter for an exam. Hear me out. If you are working in an English-speaking environment, you have to send a lot of emails every day, right? You may understand what I mean. Sometimes just a few words and you can feel the passive aggression going through your veins. It's that bad. You just want to pack your bags and leave and you just don't want to deal with the people anymore. Unfortunately, English is a cold language, as in you can't easily send your emotions or your respect through words. Because, you know, when you speak, it's easier. You have intonations, you have stress, you have a lot of body language kind of stuff. So the intonations play that role in English. But when you write, it's kind of difficult to actually send out what you really think. And sometimes your, you know, the intention can be lost in the way that you write things and also in the way that people interpret what you write. As a result, sometimes even though the letter is no more than just the one that you write every day to your colleagues, you don't seem to get a better score. It doesn't matter how hard you try. In that case, I think that you should start thinking about the manners. Let me share with you two things that I often share with my students to make sure they can get the right manners and try to improve their score in IELTS writing, I mean in the letter. The first thing is the question. You should ask yourself one simple question, which is, what do I want to get from this letter if it were a real letter? If you're writing a letter apology, for example, what do you want from it? You want forgiveness, right? So it doesn't really matter if you are writing it to your best friend. Being too informal would show that you are not very sincere and you would probably not get the forgiveness from the reader, actually, even if that's your best friend. On the other hand, if you are writing a letter to complain about a product that you bought, as well as, you know, the customer service of the shop where you bought it from, even though you want to be polite, of course you want to be polite, you don't want to be a Karen, you do not want to sound too weak. Because if you sound too weak, they will not take you very seriously. And you are a customer. It is your right to be a little strong. Okay, so that is the reason why when we put our manners in different topics, it comes out differently. Okay, you don't want to sound rude. You don't want to sound weak. You don't want to sound too strong. Or you just want to get the forgiveness from your friend. Think about it. I know I often talk about the kind of language that we use in the IELTS letters, like formal, semi-formal, or informal, but it also depends on the topic of the letter. So before you write any letter, think about the topic and think about what you really want to get from this letter, if it were real. The second thing I often remind my student is whether to repeat the purpose of the letter. We all know that we should state the purpose of a letter clearly in the opening, or in other words, the introduction of the letter. But do you know that we also should restate the purpose in some cases, like to show sincerity, eagerness, or even condolences? I know it sounds weird, but yeah, sometimes you will get a letter of condolences, so be prepared, okay? Well, it is not necessary in all cases. I'm not saying in all cases you need to repeat, okay? Just some cases. But in those cases, it is important to make yourself sound more persuading. For example, if you broke a vase in your friend's house while he was away, you definitely should re-apologize before ending the letter to show that you are sincerely sorry about what you did and you didn't even mean it, okay? It happened because it was an accident. But if you are writing the letter to the recruitment team of a company for a job, it is not necessary. So I do not suggest repeating the purpose of the letter in that case. So everything put together, in short, when you write a letter, make it real. Like, make it sound like you're writing a real letter, not the one that you just write for IELTS. Of course, you would need a good, you know, set of grammar, a good set of vocabulary, but that is not the idea of our episode today, so maybe we talk about it in some time, okay? And I would like to remind you that you should not forget to use your imagination a little bit to make it more colorful. And after all, it is nothing more than an email that you write every day to your colleagues. And if you are still struggling with your IELTS, don't hesitate to contact me. I am very happy to help out. Right, so thank you very much for listening, and I will see you in other episodes. Bye, have fun learning.